Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hey, gang, welcome to another installment of the Triad Podcast Network. Our presenting sponsors from the Ginther Group. They provide amazing real estate advice on the Triad Podcast Network. You can hear me and Blake talk every month about what's happening around the market related to real estate. It's a very interesting time, and we've got episodes in our archives. Just search Triad Podcast Network wherever you listen to podcasts. But one of the cool things that we've been doing of late with the Ginther Group is doing a series that we've just kind of looked at as a community spotlight. And every month, we enjoy talking to business owners around the area and learning a little bit more about some of the really cool spots around our town that if you're a resident and if you're listening to us, chances are that you are a resident because all of our content is really locally sourced. So today we're going to learn a little bit more about another great community partner that you should check out when you have the opportunity. And to help us do that, from the Ginther Group is Jelena Freelitz. She is an agent with the Ginther Group. Jelena, how are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself as your first appearance on the podcast. And then if you could, give us an intro to who we're going to be learning about today in our community spotlight.
Thank you, Adam. So I'm Jelena Freelitz. I am a buyer's agent with the Ginther Group. I'm one of the agents who's been with the team the longest. And I'm originally from Michigan. I've been in Winston for about 15 years. And yeah, so Winston is a lovely and dreamy town. And I didn't anticipate falling so in love with a smallish southern town, but I did. And yeah, I bought my first house about 10 years ago. And I've really enjoyed the process of helping folks get to a space of homeownership and helping folks navigate, to your point, this bonkers market that we've been in the last while. And during a challenging year for a lot of folks, we helped a ton of families navigate some of the chaos of buying and selling in a pandemic. So, yeah. And I'm excited for Kelsey and Nicole, the owners of Village Fabric Shop, to tell us about their journey of becoming business owners in this dreamy little town.
Thanks, Jelena. Well, my name is Nicole Aslin.
I'm Kelsey Brown.
And we are the co-owners of Village Fabric Shop. And we're relatively new to Winston. We've only been open as Village Fabric Shop for just over 2 months.
Yeah, y'all, what the deal was, you got ownership in December, or keys in February, was that the timeline?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got keys to the building in December, but it was closed. Village Fabric Shop has existed in Winston in some way since 2009. So several owners in different variations, but we reopened. The previous owners closed in September and sold out everything. And then after that, we were in touch with them about purchasing the business and then reopened the end of February.
And how did y'all decide? How did you come up with the idea of, hey, let's do this together? Tell us your origin story.
Well, that's a great question, Jelena. So it happened really organically. Kelsey was one of the first people that I met when I first moved to Winston. I moved here from Durham about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years now. And I teach at Sawtooth School of the Arts, as does Kelsey.
And convenient.
It was very convenient. And my friend Leslie said, well, you do natural dyes and textiles. You have to meet Kelsey Brown. And so, you know.
A legend.
Yeah, you know, a local legend. In old school style, you know, I did the old cold call email, and Kelsey met me at Camino Coffee Shop, and the rest is kind of history.
Another lovely local business.
Yes.
Woman.
Yes. But the process happened pretty organically. I mean, Kelsey and I were kind of, we've always been kind of dreaming and scheming of how we can make Winston even more hip and with it, and just have things that we love. So
really building like the local craft economy and providing this space that makers and crafters and artists can buy high quality fiber materials. It's something that we're both really passionate in, building a big community around that, and a space where people feel comfortable to ask questions about how to do things and learn things and bring in their projects and show off what they're making.
A safe and inclusive space.
Yes.
And so we actually got all of this fiber donated to us from a Sawtooth member, and we were up near Asheville processing this fiber into yarn, and
Does this involve sheep yet?
Yes.
It was raw wool and alpaca fiber.
I knew there were sheep involved.
We just started to dream a little bit as we were basically preparing this fiber, and started thinking, oh man, if we had our own place in Winston where we had everything we'd want and we could build the community space that we would want, what would it look like?
Yeah, and so we started talking, and it was all hypothetical and like a fun game. I think Nicole said, Kelsey, let's play a game. If somebody gave you a building, what would you do? And then a couple months later, Nicole called me and said, do you know the Village Fabric Shop? They're closed.
Yeah.
And I think we should buy it. And I was like,
I think we should.
And here we are.
Yeah, and I literally said, just pedal on over, Kelsey. Because we live across the park. We both live on opposite sides of Washington Park. And I said, pedal on over for here. And I threw the garage door open, and we just had a beer and kind of just sat down and did a little bit of dreaming as to, like, well, is there a hole in the market? What does Winston need? And what can we offer Winston that doesn't already exist? And the answer was an ecologically minded, women-owned business that has beautiful apparel fabric. Apparel fabric is actually really hard to find locally. The nearest shop is in Carver or in Durham, which is, you know, a little bit of a drive. We also wanted to have a lot of American-made and eco-friendly materials as well.
Mm-hmm. And bring in a lot of independent brands, a lot of other women-owned businesses who are selling craft kits and cross-stitch kits and embroidery kits and something that anyone can do no matter their skill level, and really showcasing like just great fun things.
I bought a handful of kits last week. They're adorable.
They were really cute. Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of have something for every level of making and crafting, whether you're sewing your own garments or you want to make a gorgeous wool stuffed animal, or, you know, embroider a beautiful floral vignette. We have all of that for you.
The idea too of it being a welcoming space and not being intimidating, because sometimes craft spaces and maker spaces can feel that way, you know, almost exclusionary. So I really like that aspect of y'all. Good job.
Yeah. And the previous owners of Village Fabric Shop has primarily been quilting shops.
Right.
And so we did want to continue that and that and their legacy. So we do have a lot of great quilting fabrics.
Super pretty stuff.
And are really into that aspect too, cloth.
Yeah, and part of the inclusivity as well is we want to be a community education space. So whether you've been quilting since you were, you know, 10 years old, or if it's the first time that you, you know, woke up during the pandemic and said to yourself, I need to make a quilt and plant a garden.
Exactly.
And a big summer and sprout, wheat grow. across or whatever sort of revelations.
Whatever your pandemic journey was.
Yeah, whatever your pandemic maker journey was.
Or if you're like, I've got to make masks for everyone and now you're ready to set something else.
Yeah, that's a really good.
Yeah, so in addition, being a community education space, we're busily putting together a really robust summer and fall class schedule.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be really inclusive. We're going to have all sorts of things from beautiful hand stitching classes, such as embroidery and creative mending, all the way to more advanced sewing classes like hand stitch your own t-shirt, or we're also doing a unisex button down workshop with one of our really good friends, Ann Tilly, who's a pattern maker over at Gaia in Greensboro.
Exciting is that?
Yeah, we're stoked too. I mean,
so excited about your classes.
Yeah, thank you.
Continue.
It has been a really, really fun journey, and I think Kelsey and I are just finally starting to catch our breaths after the initial doors being blown open. So we're super grateful for our community members who have supported us thus far, and we're really, really excited to continue to offer things that that people want and that new things that we don't even know about yet. So we're excited to unfold.
Tell me about pie.
Oh, well, every Friday here at Village Pepper Shop is Pie Day.
I know this to be true. And what does that look like, Kelsey?
Well, we make a pie. Oh. Nicole and I both love to bake, and we love to share food, and we think as sharing food is a way to share love. So,
I agree.
With your purchase on Fridays, so you get a slice of pie until we run out. And
I think that's pretty awesome.
Really great. Tomorrow is Friday. And
do you know what pie you're making?
I'm going to make a strawberry pistachio pie.
That tracks it. Springtime is our season.
Why not? You know?
Yes.
Strawberries in my yard. So
I love that very much. Is there anything else that you think is important to highlight or emphasize besides the fact that you're two incredibly rad women running an incredibly rad business? Do you feel like you shouted about all things you want to shout about?
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I think the rest is left up to you. You got to stop on by.
Exactly.
Come on,
Adam. Come buy some garment fabric.
Well, I'm
the men's sellers.
Yes.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. You know, when you walk in, it can sometimes, not necessarily your store, but if you walk into a craft store, but you don't know anything about how to use any of the things in the store. You know, case in point, me, if I was to walk through the door, it's not intimidating, right? It's not intimidating when you walk into Village Fabric. And one of the so that's something that stood out to me in what you were talking about, Nicole and Kelsey. But the classes, I'd love to hear more about the classes and how you take someone who could be like me, who has no idea what they're doing if they walk in the store, but make them feel like, okay, if you're interested in this, We have a lot of different ways to start from the ground level and get you the skills that you need to get better.
Yeah. Well, Nicole and I, both of our backgrounds, we've both been teaching in many ways for the last 10 plus years. And so we're really passionate about helping people figure out the ways to make what they want to do, and really open. So our classes, we have this month a learn to sew class, and it's for someone who might have a sewing machine in their house, but doesn't know anything about it. So something like that, like a beginner class. So we have those levels, and then we have the next level classes, and then we have classes that are for everyone that you can kind of come in at whatever level you are at. And we're also really open to people bringing in their project and saying, I do not know how to attach this collar. I have been sewing my own clothes, but I've never done a collar. And how do I attach my collar to my clothes? And you can just come on any day and we will help you figure it out.
That's a pretty lovely service. In-house consultant work.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the idea is that we kind of want to offer something for every level of interest. Something we haven't touched on yet is also our love of natural dye. which is plant-based color. So Kelsey is actually going to be teaching a natural dye 101 class over at Sawtooth because they have a big dye lab, whereas we don't have a big dye lab. But
tragically.
Not yet. Not until we take over
the rest of the
But
get it.
Yeah, so Kelsey will be teaching that class. And of course, we have all the natural dye supplies. And earlier this month, we'll be also reissuing this class as well throughout the summer is an indigo class. Even if your interest isn't necessarily in sewing or stitching, right. It could be in dyeing.
And dyeing is a really great way for folks who, if you don't have a bunch of technical skill, but you still find those things interesting, which are deeply interesting, right? That's pretty low barrier to, you know.
That was kind of going to be my next question is, where would you recommend that people start? Like what's a good starting point if they just want to learn a bunch of different areas? And I think you just mentioned it though, like here's a good starting point, a great way to kind of ease into something that isn't maybe too advanced, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our Learn to Sew or Sewing 101 class, however you think of it, is a great place to start for anyone if you want to get into using a sewing machine. And, you know, that's something where even if you don't have one, you know, we do actually have a few machines here at the shop. So you wouldn't even need a sewing machine to just learn the basics. And in terms of hand stitching, you know, we'll be having those peppered in if that's something that you're interested in. And, you know, really, there's not really a set path as to how to access craft and making. Mm-hmm. It should come from inside you.
I would ask you, like, what do you want to make? Are you interested in making a t-shirt? Are you interested in making, like, a ball gown?
Do you want to make a day t-shirt? Just say so.
Or a baseball hat. I made a baseball hat for my brother last year.
Yeah. How neat is that?
Yeah.
I'll do a t-shirt. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Next month.
Or a nice tank top I could take to the beach this summer or something like that, you know?
Yeah, nice. Definitely tank top workshop in the future.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. So, listen, I mean, the idea behind what we do on these episodes is for people to learn about businesses that they maybe aren't familiar with yet. So tell us a little bit where you're located, how people find you, hours, best ways to learn more about what you do, and then how to get to the store and get what they need.
We are in Rinalda Village, so pretty iconic Winston
landmark.
All the buildings here look the same, so if you're not familiar.
It's like your barn.
Yeah, we're right next to the barn with the big silo, which is now an event space. And then we're right behind the barn next to Pier Bar. There's a hair salon. There's a painting studio next door to us.
And you can tag team your shopping with a gorgeous walk in the Rinalda Gardens as well. So a lot of people, you know, are coming through or saying, oh, I didn't even know you were here. I was just here for a walk. And on in
or to grab some dumplings
and yeah.
And social media, is that a good way for folks to find you and connect with you?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Village Fabric Shop, and our website is villagefabricshop.com. So
yeah, and our hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 6. So swing on over,
come on in on a Friday.
Have some pie.
Friday's a good day.
I love that. That sounds like a great way to spend a Friday. Okay, well, Jelena, before we break here, as someone who can kind of give an endorsement as a customer and a supporter of Village Fabrics, give us kind of your elevator speech endorsement of why folks should support this great establishment.
So not just because Kelsey and Nicole are lovely human beings, but it is a niche space, but a needed space. And so who doesn't want to support a local independent business run by two amazing women who are offering products that, you know, we all need and want? Come buy some fabric, y'all.
Well, thank you, Nicole and Kelsey. Congrats on the success so far and the store and making it through the pandemic, hopefully. I know that hasn't been easy and probably is still challenging. So, yeah, local businesses like this, they continue to need your support. So please go check them out. And yeah, make it an every Friday tradition, if nothing else.
That's what I'm saying.
Thanks so much for having us, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
Take care. You all. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.